The change of weather alone would not have been so bad. The snow was wet and heavy, but beautiful to look at. The holiday season forced me to go out, though. I had shopping to do, which included going to the store for food, if my family was going to eat. I realized I hadn't sent out a single Christmas card for the third straight year. This used to be so important for our family. Work has put a lot of pressure on me, and the new job made things even worse. My new boss had not found the time to train me, and some of my completed projects had to be done over or changed in some way. Plus, the boss had me work late and to come in on weekends. The family had moved into town because of this job. We needed it. Meanwhile, my kids were trying to get used to new schools with new schedules. We were still living out of boxes we still needed to unpack. I truly needed to just take a break to catch my breath. And I was going to, just as soon as I shoveled the walk to the front door. Then, in one moment, everything changed. I slipped on the ice under the snow and fell down hard. I felt something snap and almost fainted from the pain. Luckily, my son heard me cry out, and he found people to come help me. We went to the hospital. I had broken my leg, and within a few hours, I had a cast on. When I went home, I had to have help to get up and around the stairs. I finally settled into my living room. Late into the night, I sat there with my painful leg and thought of all the things that needed to be done. I felt so sorry for myself and my family. This was such a disaster. I cried. Then I remembered my relative who had her leg amputated because of diabetes. She was always happy, especially at Christmas. I decided to look at my situation differently. I would reframe it with a new perspective. I couldn't change my broken leg, but I could change my attitude. This cast on my leg forced me to put my life on pause, to slow down, and to take a break. I could use my healing time to write those Christmas cards, shop online, catch up on reading, and maybe even do some beading and sewing. Plus, I could do a lot of my work from home. This might be the best Christmas ever.